if you're like me, you probably consider yourself a pretty good with recycling. And remember to take a keep cup to get a caffeine fix. But did you know Australians are still generating more than 20 million tons of waste every year? That's around 540 kilos per household. The good news is that there are some really simple ways that we can all significantly reduce our waste footprint and live a more sustainable life. To show us how easy it is, the folks at Keep Australia Beautiful are challenging Australians to fit a week's worth of rubbish in a single container. It could be one bin, one box, one bag, or any container of your choice. Contain Your Waste kicked off yesterday and runs for the whole week. So, how can your household fit their waste into a single container? Here to tell us more is Laura Carruzza, Head of Community Programs at Keep Australia Beautiful. Good morning, Laura.
Hello, Madeline. Thanks for having me on.
To start us off, what are you inviting Australians to do during Contain Your Waste Week?
So the Contain Your Waste Challenge runs from the 18th to the 24th. So we kicked it off on Monday, but I just want to reiterate it's something that you can do at any time. So we obviously celebrate this week and engage Australians to get involved this week, but you can do this at any time that suits. The campaign is really around building awareness on your purchasing decisions and your consumption behaviour and your waste footprint and also your bin usage. So that's the sort of crux of what we're trying to achieve with the awareness campaign, and it's super simple. First step is you just got to decide where you're going to do the challenge and who you're doing it with. So are you doing it at home or work or school, and who do you need to get buy-in from? Second, you select your container. It could be a jar, an ice cream container, a bucket, whatever you think is achievable for the week. And then third, you plan out that week and you write your shopping list, you plan your lunches and your dinners, get to know what movements you'll sort of have throughout the week. And then the fourth part of it, which I think is the most important part, is just being really honest with the challenge and what you put in your container. So, you know, it's not about passing or failing. It's about learning about your own waste behaviour and about your waste footprint. And if you exceed your jar, it's not the end of the world. You just fill up another container and keep going, you know, type of thing. And we just ask people to have fun and, you know, be binfluencers, as we call them, along the way, and tag us at Keep Australia Beautiful and share their experience and just try and encourage others to join along.
It's a great thing that you're encouraging, and it can also be something fun. But do Australians need to do anything to be able to participate? Is there anything that they need to do beforehand to get themselves prepared?
We have a registration section on the website. So if you go to cab.org.au and look up Contain Your Waste, you'll find there's a registration form just to tell us who you are and make it sort of official. But you don't have to do that. You can, you know, just choose to do it, as I said. You know, we run it as an all year round thing to encourage, you know, workplaces to get on board, or schools do it whenever it suits them and fits in with their curriculum, kind of thing. So, but yeah, we obviously this is the week that we talk about it and make it more official, you know.
And I know you said you need to be able to select a little box or container that suits you. I come from a bigger family. What is the goal that we should be aiming for?
Yeah, look, you know, at the end of the day, you can choose whatever shape, size, container you feel is going to work for you and your situation. Because, again, if you're doing it in an office, a tiny little jar is not going to work for an office either, you know what I mean? So I think the important thing is look at what you did last week, how much waste you put out last week. If you have a little kitchen bin and you filled four of those, then maybe try and go for one, you know, try and cut it down so that you're doing a quarter of the waste that you did, you know, the week prior. So that's a good way to set it. I did the challenge a couple of years ago and we used like a peanut butter jar, and I feel like we were slaying the week until we got to the weekend and we had guests over and they just brought all this stuff and I'm like, oh my God, how do I fit this into my jar? So we've been a bit kinder to ourselves this time. We've gone with an ice cream tub, so we've gone a bit bigger. So it's really just about making sure that it's something achievable, but it's challenging.
And we know, like, we as people, we produce too much waste when we don't really need to be. What are the alternatives for disposing of food waste and kitchen scraps?
Yeah, so I think the main thing here is that your food and kitchen scraps should never go in a landfill bin. So, you know, there's a lot of confusion sometimes around what can be composted. I hope that by now most people have a FOGO bin, which is the little council bins that, you know, are being set up. But I think some still might be using, and we use our own compost bin as well. I think obvious things, everyone knows apple cores and banana peels and, you know, onion skins, and that can all go in your compost bin, your leftovers from your fridge and your lunch boxes and whatever. But I think sometimes there's confusion around some other things. So definitely all of your meat products, your eggshells, your fish, that can all go in. Bones, cooked, uncooked, depends on council. So I know that some councils are funny with that sort of stuff, so you just got to check sometimes your local council requirements. But all of your mouldy stuff, mouldy cheese and yogurt, your dog's food, like uneaten food, can go in there. Your dog's pet hair can go in there, paper towels. All of that sort of stuff is beautiful for compost. So and tea bags. I think tea bags is another one that people have a lot of questions around. And as long as you remove the staple from the tea bag and that your tea bag is a compostable one, it's not one of those silky ones, then that should be able to go in your compost bin too.
I wouldn't even realise that one with the tea bag. There are so many things that can be recycled like that. So it's really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think that the most important thing too is always check with your local council, because, I mean, we get a lot of questions around, can caddy liners, for example, go in those green compost bins? And some councils accept them and some councils don't. And it's obviously important that they're the fully home compostable caddy liners, and, you know, compostable packaging is another questionable one. So, you know, I think the main thing is everyone just take 5 minutes of your day, jump on your local council website and just look up their waste, you know, what they recycle, what they compost, and go from there.
And with us, we are producing a lot of waste. 20 million tonnes is a lot. What impact can a short-term initiative like Contain Your Waste have on such a big number?
Yeah, so, look, it's actually, without wanting to scare you, Madeline, it's actually like 75 million tonnes, but that includes, like, a lot of commercial and industrial and construction and demolition type waste. So I think it's really easy to feel like the problem's so big and we're so small, so what difference can we possibly make, you know, in that? But if we all thought like that, then change and progress would, you know, never happen. So I think it's important to not get too overwhelmed by the big picture, and we just focus on our consumption that impacts the council and household waste and our own purchasing behaviour, which is what we're trying to look at here with the Contain Your Waste Challenge, and also around your bin usage and making sure that we're recovering those resources through recycling and stuff as well. We're not putting any recyclable materials in landfill, so that's really important. You know, we might start making these small changes at home, and those things flow on into habits in the workplace and influence other people, and they take those habits home with them, and it has a flow-on effect, right? And as a collective group, if we all start to purchase only sustainably packaged products, that then puts pressure on the demand that then flows through the supply chain, and then we force the hand of the industry to start making those changes. So, you know, we're only one person, but when you start looking at the touch points that we have daily, and you have this show and you've got this ability to talk to, you know, your amazing audience, and, we can start making a bigger impact by realising that.
Well, it's absolutely amazing that you're promoting this, that we really do need to make a change. I feel like a lot of people forget how much we're actually wasting, because when it's like packed away by the bins, it's out of sight, out of mind, but it really is something that we need to be focusing on. Thank you so much for joining us, Laura.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. And, I'll just give the website another plug, cab.org.au, and if you want to learn more about the challenge, you can find out more on there or follow us on socials.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Thanks, Madeline. Bye.
That was Laura Carrazza, Head of Community Programs at Keep Australia Beautiful, talking about the Contain Your Waste campaign, happening all week. You can find out more and share your efforts with others who are taking the challenge. And to repeat the website again, it's at cab.org.au/containyourwaste. So check that out because you can be doing your part all year round.